I just don't see why I should even care. It's not dark yet.
It's not dark yet.
Crazy because you're throwing another
site. Big dollar, huge dollar. Type A, China. Look at our research. We see that many people feel trapped. We play to them and separate them into the trapped dollar.
South Africa. In one of the day's largest actions, over 100,000 people gathered in Rome where breakaway groups battled police. 12 people were arrested. In the United States, actions were held in dozens of cities. Hundreds were arrested over the weekend in cities such as Chicago, Tucson, Phoenix, Boston, Denver, and Washington, D.C. In New York, the epicenter of this latest wave of global protests, tens of thousands took to the streets as the Occupy Wall Street encampment entered its second month. Once again, the New York Police Department responded with a heavy hand and mass arrests. 24 were arrested as they attempted to withdraw money from bank accounts at Citibank, including 2 individuals who left the office at the request of Citibank employees, but were forcibly taken back inside by police. Police on horseback were unleashed on the crowds. By the time the marchers returned to the Wall Street encampment, nearly 100 had been arrested.
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. Just a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds. Day they'll take root. I don't know. Get from it. You do what you can.
Despite the police violence, the protesters remain peaceful.
I truly believe they're going to slow down to a stop, to a crawl, as a result of what we're going to do here today. Amen. I know the Arts and Culture Working Group is meeting. People are painting and singing. One manifestation of our work here will be cultural invention. Approach. We crossed over to Bank of America from our concert and sang a song together in front of the biggest bank in the United States, Bank of America. I know it feels a little bit scary to be close to the high altar of such an evil church. Some of you are nervous right now.
Never think of the lovely girl. some of you are so sensitive that when you stand this close to this biggest bank in America, you feel how it finances war.
Spoke to a few of the thousands who took part in the march. Here are some of their voices.
I'm Paul, and I'm from Brooklyn. I'm here today because of everything that's going on in America, all the different friends I have who are not working at this particular time, and everything that's been going on. It's the same game. It doesn't change. And that's why we're here. We want to change the game.
With what you got, because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now, the big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians; they're an irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. Lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all. Sooner or later, because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club.
WCOM, WCOM-FM, LPFM is in Low Power Community Radio, Chapel Carboro, 103.5. We are in the club. But it just happens to be a different one than Wall Street. So if you're into occupying Wall Street, we've been doing that here for 5 weeks on the Furious George Show, spotlighting it since it started. And we'll continue to do so and support those up there, including the 20 people who got arrested in Raleigh this weekend and thousands of people who have been arrested across the country. Other countries erupting in nonviolent revolution. We're going to spotlight some stuff there in the background, some crazy underground hip-hop. Bass Nectar. We also started off with some stuff from the Low Limit Mix, which I just love to play. Spliced in there some Bullion. So that's the kind of stuff we do in the background while we play crazy clips like the one you just heard from George Carlin. In fact, I probably should mention the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. If you don't happen to be dumb enough to accept what you're being told, stick around and do what you can to support Micropower Community Radio. And I will be happy to hear from you. Email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com or also go to furiousg.blogspot where you can check out some old shows. All right, we're going to get back into it. Lots of craziness coming up. Probably news you haven't heard, news you want to hear, news you might not want to hear. But we're going to weave it in and have fun anyway. Stick around. I'm furious.
Of overtime and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Seriously, though, if you are, dude.
Kind of holy jiggly coming up in us, a sort of secular spiritual life that you feel in social movements going back to civil rights, going back to women, labor, gender rights, back to labor, back to the abolition of slavery, back to the birth of this country.
You and I are not in the big club.
Well, what I think is going on is a great thing because we are the 99%. Why should the government keep on bailing out bankers? You know, we have built this country, you know, and it's our streets and they can't stop us from protesting. It's our right, and let the corporate greediness end. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ted Alexandro. I'm from Astoria, New York. And my sign says, Wall Street has the real weapons of mass destruction. And it refers to the corporate policies that have really caused mass destruction across not only the United States, but across the globe, where people are foreclosed upon, people can't find work, children are in poverty, and that trend has got to stop. The disparity between rich and poor.
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. It's a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds. Maybe one day they'll take root. I don't know. You try. You do what you can. Kill yourself. Seriously, though, if you are, do. Not really. There's no rationalization for what you do, and you are Satan's little helpers. Okay? Okay? Kill yourself. Seriously. You're the ruiner of all things good. Seriously. No, this is not a joke. There's gonna be a joke coming. There's no fucking joke coming. You are Satan's spawn, filling the world with violent garbage. You are fucked, and you are fucking us. Kill yourself. It's the only way to save your fucking soul. Kill yourself. There's no joke here whatsoever. Suck a tailpipe, fucking hang yourself, borrow a gun from a Yank friend. I don't care how you do it. Rid the world of your evil fucking machinations. Okay, whatever. You know what I mean. I know what all the marketing people are thinking right now. You know what Bill's doing? He's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a good market. He's very smart. Fucking evil scumbags. Oh, you know what Bill's doing now? He's going for the righteous indignation dollar. That's a big dollar. A lot of people are feeling that indignation. We've done research. Huge market. He's doing a good thing. Scumbags. Oh, you know what Bill's doing now? He's going for the righteous indignation dollar. That's a big dollar. A lot of people are feeling that indignation. We've done research. Huge market. He's doing a good thing. God damn it, I'm not doing that, you scumbags. Quit putting a goddamn dollar sign on every fucking thing on this planet.
Nice.
things have to be addressed, and that's why I'm here. That's why we're all here. I've been participating for the last month, but today is particularly special because the march came from Washington Square up to Times Square. So it's growing, and that's a good thing. Occupy everywhere.
I'm here to support the cause of economic justice for people, for future generations. I'm a child of the 60s. I want to learn from the young people here and teach them and protect them any way possible. And I think that basic justice is, in this instance, is almost a matter of arithmetic, you know, what's fair. And I'm also very happy that this is a movement that goes worldwide, because that's where we have to be.
They're an irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice.
The power of the 99%.
You can't block the sidewalk.
It's inside of us now.
It's inside.
Question that was just posed to me is, what do you hope will come out of this movement? What do you think will come out of this movement? I just like to dispense with hope. I don't have any part of my life for hope. For one thing, hope is a word whose meaning was drained of any meaning by Barack Obama. But hope is not what we have here. What's happening here is real.
Mr. Dan?
Where have you been?
Oh, I've been at the Occupy Wall Street protest.
Don't you mean Occupy Hippie Nostalgia?
No, I'm positive it was called Occupy Wall Street. I saw signs.
Those people have way too much time on their hands.
I know, Mr. Dan. They tell me that's what happens when you're unemployed.
Don't you know the CEOs you're protesting are paid to create jobs?
Oh, so they must be creating 300 times as many jobs as they did in the 70s, right?
Well, not exactly, because they're getting taxed to death by the government.
You mean their taxes that are the lowest they've been in 30 years?
Stop doing that, dog boy. No, that's not what I mean.
Oh, okay. I don't know, Mr. Dan. What do you mean, then?
I mean you should be thanking Wall Street for all the great things it does for America.
Like building bridges, businesses, and lasting examples of productivity?
Well, no. Nowadays, see, the business of Wall Street is more, intangible. It's what they're best at. That's what you should thank them for.
Oh, like thank you for intangible derivatives, Wall Street.
Yes.
And thank you for credit default swaps.
Yes, now you're getting it, dog boy.
And thank you for dark pools of liquidity. Those are really intangible.
Yes, of course.
Thank you for the most concentrated wealth and income in 70 years.
Yes, well, no.
And thank you for vaporizing trillions of dollars and millions of jobs.
No, no.
Because it's brought us all closer together.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Dan.
What for? Dog boy.
For all this, nothing. Camaraderie is intangible. Friendship is intangible. Happiness, community, love is intangible. Mr. Dan, you're not looking very tangible yourself.
It's happening. I'm not hoping anything. It's happening. And 99% of this country are gathering together, and we will have a major power shift that will change our economy and our culture. The words we use, the way we embrace each other, how we defend the First Amendment in public space, it's all changing now.
Fast and bulbous.
Amen. Revolution.
Fast and bulbous.
That's right, the master of snake. Fast and bulbous.
Bulbous also.
Beginning.
Fast and bulbous.
That's right, the master of snake. Fast and bulbous.
Bulbous also.
Doing now, he's going for the righteous indignation dollar. That's a big dollar. A lot of people are feeling that indignation. We've done research. Huge market. He's doing a good thing. God damn it, I'm not doing that, you scumbags. Quit putting a goddamn dollar sign on every fucking thing on this planet.
They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. Paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. You know something? They'll get it. Get it all from you sooner or later, because they own this fucking place. It's the big club, and you ain't in it. Americans seem to think that the party's going to last forever and the holiday goes on and on, and they don't really see the error of certain things. I mean, Thomas Rainsford Lounsbury was an educator in the 19th century, and he said, "It never ceases to surprise me at the infinite capacity of the human mind to resist the introduction of useful knowledge." And that's what it is. People know better. People sense better. But they go against it. They just think there are no consequences.
to have a greater balance between what I call the financial economic universe and the political universe. We live in a time in which the financial economic universe is instantly global, very effective in passing enormous amounts of money all over the world rapidly, doing it in a manner which is absolutely mysterious to most citizens, and in a manner in which it benefits enormously and very often because purely of speculation and without any social benefit, just to the few. So we have this financial economic universe, which is the result of deregulation, globalization, and internetization, that is to say, the instant flow of money, operating mysteriously. And you have a political universe, which seemingly is global, but is increasingly fragmented. There is no center of political direction, of political consensus even. It can't even assert its own interests in the Middle East, and it certainly is no longer dominant on the global economic scene. So you have this junction, and this disjunction at the same time takes place at a time when the public is increasingly aware of the fact that some people are getting incredibly rich, largely on the basis of speculation that is so mysterious that even relatively educated people can't understand it.
This country is really finished. I mean, it really is technically finished. It's just a matter of playing out the end game. Well, that's true. It's true. You can see it. You can smell it. Anyone who can't see it or smell it doesn't understand. There's a medical term that they use in hospitals when a person has no future left on this planet. They can't be helped anymore. And they put it on the chart, CTD, circling the drain.
Thank you.
we're moving into a phase of serious social political unrest worldwide. Where will this go? How can this be sort of concretized? And one thought that has occurred to me, and let me sort of mention it here casually without having really thought it through systematically, I think it would be increasingly helpful if there was a movement to publish worldwide lists of people who make, largely through speculation, enormous amounts of money almost instantly, and like Warren Buffett and others, who really donate a lot of their earnings to charities, to philanthropy. But how many more are there in the hedge funds, in the banks, in a variety of other places, who on the basis of speculation literally make millions of dollars that it would take a century or two for the average person ever to make?
Huge in times of recession. Giant market. Bill's very bright to do that. God, I'm just caught in a fucking web. Ooh, the trapped dollar. Big dollar. Huge dollar. Good market. Look at our research. We see that many people feel trapped. If we play to them and separate them into the trapped dollar. I bet you sleep like fucking babies at night, don't you? What'd you do tonight, honey? Oh, we made arsenic childhood food now. Good night. Yeah, we just said, you know, is your baby really too loud? You know. Yeah, it'll, yeah, the mums will love it, yeah.
Taking a closer look at a grassroots movement that's growing every day. With us is one of the people involved in the protest called Occupy Death Star.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is show how big money interest has really taken over the empire. We're trying to put power back to the people.
Young Skywalker, you and that mob of rebel friends don't understand the true power of anything except maybe bongos and little weed.
What?
Does that sound familiar?
What does that even mean?
I know why you were headed to the forest moon of Endor. Okay. See what Mary Jane was up to?
We also want to stress the importance of education.
You wanted to go to the academy, but I arranged for your aunt and uncle to go to Burning Man.
Oh, that is just a cheap shot. The Empire has taken our resources and used it to attack planets that didn't even have weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, there you go again, blaming Governor Tarkin for everything.
Oh, it's true. Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
Yeah, he told me. You're my father.
No. I outsourced your father.
Okay, Ariel, whatever. You're a jerk, okay?
wealthy at the expense of everybody else. Untouchable, inviolable, permanent. The White House today boasted of loopholes to be closed and tax breaks to be rescinded later by a committee that is yet to be formed. There are no new taxes except the stealth ones enacted on 99 out of 100 Americans by this evil transaction. Every dollar cut from the safety net is another dollar added to the citizens' cost for education, for security, for health, for life itself. It is another dollar he can't spend on making a better life for himself, or at least his children. It is another dollar he must spend instead on simply keeping himself alive. Where is the outrage over these great hypocrisies? Do you expect it to come from a corrupt and corrupted media for whom access is of greater importance than criticizing the failure of a political party or defending those who don't buy newspapers or can't leap website paywalls or could not afford cable TV? Do you expect it to come from a cynical and manipulative political structure? Do you expect it from those elected officials who no longer know anything of government or governance, but only proceed how to get elected or how to pose in front of a camera and pretend to be leaders? Do you expect it from politicians themselves who will merely calculate whether or not it's right based on whether or not it will get them more contributions? Do you expect it will come from the great middle ground of this country with a population obsessed with entertainment, video games, social media, sports, and trivia? Where is the outrage to come from? From you! It will do no good to wait for the politicians to suddenly atone for their sins. They're too busy trying to keep their jobs to do their jobs. It will do no good to wait for the media to suddenly remember its origins as the free press, the watchdog of democracy envisioned by Jefferson. They are too busy trying to get exclusive details about exactly how the bank robbers emptied the public's pockets. They give a damn about telling anybody what they looked like or which way they went. It will do no good to wait for the apolitical public to get a clue. They can't hear the clue through all the chatter and scandal and diversion and delusion and illusion. The betrayal of what this nation is supposed to be about did not begin with this deal, and it surely will not end with this deal. There is a tide pushing back the rights of each of us, and it has been artificially induced by union bashing and the sowing of hatreds and fears, and now this ever more institutionalized economic battering of the average American. It will continue and it will crush us, because those who created it are organized and unified and hell-bent. And the only response is to be organized and unified and hell-bent in return. We'll be right back. We must find again the energy and the purpose of the 1960s and early 1970s, and we must protest this deal and all the goddamn deals to come in the streets. We must arise nonviolently but insistently. General strikes, boycotts, protests, sit-ins, non-cooperation, takeovers.
We can donate a lot of their earnings to charities, to philanthropy. And one thought that has occurred to me, let me sort of mention it here casually, without having really thought it through systematically, I think it would be increasingly helpful if there was a movement to publish worldwide lists of people who make, largely through speculation, enormous amounts of money almost instantly, and basically hide the fact from their social contexts. You know, how many Americans are really fully aware of how many other good people, let's say like Warren Buffett and others, who really donate a lot of their earnings to charities, to philanthropy, but how many more are there in the hedge funds, in the banks, in a variety of other places, who on the basis of speculation literally make millions of dollars that it would take a century or two for the average person ever to make? I would like to see those lists.
Fucking web.
Not doing that, you scumbags. We're putting a goddamn dollar sign on every fucking thing on this planet.
And that's what we're doing. We're slowly circling the drain, and the circles get smaller, and they get faster. I enjoy it. Personally, I don't have a stake in the outcome. I personally enjoy this circus that I've been invited to. I've often said, when you're born in the world, you're given a ticket to the freak show. When you're born in America, you're given a front row seat, and I couldn't enjoy it more.
Because I believe that the system in which we live is flawed and we need a new one. So I can't vote yet, so I got this. Well, really it's one of peaceful protests. One of the things that we've really gotten right is like keeping it peaceful. It is a horrible thing, police brutality, but really, if we give the press and the media no images of retaliation, the images of police brutality are the only ones that they'll be able to show.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, going to be signing off here relatively soon. Thanks for listening to Micropowered Radio Radio. I'm going to send you off with some bodaciousness, just a couple minutes. Before I do that, here's some of the Crazy Lorne and other underground hip-hop, including that there in the background, DJ Nobody. And if you happen to get around to it, go out there and support the folks at the occupation nearest you. If you don't know how to do that, you know, check out Global Revolution online. It's a really cool live stream. As well as, you know, the local media. There's plenty of stuff going on right here in Chapel Carborough with WCOM Radio Radio. Stuff happened in Raleigh. 20 people got arrested. So much good stuff. So anyway, definitely support what they're doing. And if you want to learn more about my show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And you know, you'll hear some old stuff, including when I was an old pirate radio DJ before it was legal to do this. And then we took it over, and now look, we get to do it, and it's legal. So that seems to be something we can repeat here with the occupations. Let's take over a little bit, not just the public airwaves, but the public trough. Let's get it. I'm furious. I'll be back next week. Stick around. Micro Power Radio. DJ Grizzos, Hizzos.
Scumbags, quit putting a goddamn dollar sign on every fucking thing on this planet.